Black Boy, Chapter 1 Summary. Frustrated by his mother's order to remain quiet, 4-year-old Richard Wright is bored out of his mind in his grandparents' house in Natchez, Mississippi. With nothing better to do, Richard plays with a broom, lighting stray straws in the fireplace and watching them burn. He then decides to set the curtains on fire to see what they look like when they burn. The fire rages out of control, and the terrified Richard runs out of the room. Fearing punishment, he hides under the burning house until his father, Nathan, retrieves him. Richard's mother, Ella, then lashes him until he loses consciousness, knocking him into a delusional fever for several days. Wright then muses, in a stretch of intensely descriptive writing, on his fantastical and sentimental reflections upon the world around him. Richard recovers from his fever and moves with his family to Memphis, Tennessee. His father, Nathan, works as a night porter in a drugstore and sleeps during the day. One morning, Richard and his brother, playing with a noisy stray kitten they have found outside, wake Nathan. The kitten will not go away. In frustration, Nathan shouts, "Kill that thing!" Though Richard knows that his father does not really want them to kill the cat, he resents his father's shouting and domineering behavior, and resolves to take his order literally. Richard hangs the kitten. This act angers Nathan, but Richard reminds him of his words and feels triumphant. Ella, infuriated with her son, punishes him by forcing him to bury the kitten alone that night, which fills him with shame and terror. Nathan soon abandons the family to live with another woman. Without his financial support, Ella and her children are left constantly hungry. When Richard begs his mother for food, she responds by informing him that he no longer has a father, which leads Richard to develop a bitter association between his father and hunger. Later, a gang of boys attack and rob Richard when Ella sends him to the grocery store. Ella sends Richard a second time, but the boys only rob him again. Finally, Ella arms Richard with a heavy stick and sends him along once more, telling him she will whip him if he comes back into the house without groceries. Richard is terrified to be courting violence, but fights back with the stick when the gang again attacks him, managing to crack several of the boys on their heads. The boys run home to their parents, who come outside and threaten Richard. However, the emboldened Richard tells the parents that they will get a similar beating if they come after him. Richard briefly amuses himself by hiding, with other young boys, behind a row of open-back outhouses to watch people relieve themselves. To keep her sons out of such trouble, Ella starts to take them along with her to the White household, where she works as a cook. The constantly hungry Richard resents watching the White family digging into their plentiful food. Richard soon finds a new form of amusement, peeping into a nearby saloon and laughing at the silliness of the drunks who go in and out. One customer eventually drags the frightened Richard inside the saloon, and the patrons give him drinks and money if he repeats various curse words. This activity becomes an obsession for Richard, and he soon becomes a 6-year-old drunkard. Aware of his problem, Ella beats her son and pleads with him to stop, but she is unable to change his behavior. Ella finally stops Richard by leaving him and his brother in the care of an older black woman who watches them very closely. Trapped under the woman's watch, Richard loses his taste for alcohol. Richard gradually learns to read by leafing through children's books and learns to count to 100 when a benevolent delivery man spends an hour teaching him numbers. His mind increasingly fills with relentless questions. Richard begins to vaguely understand that relations between white and black people are very tricky, but he cannot get to anyone to discuss the matter openly with him. He also has trouble understanding the distinction between blacks and whites, as his grandmother, a black woman, looks somewhat white. When Richard hears a rumor that a white man beat a black boy in the neighborhood, he assumes that the man was the boy's father, believing that only parents have the right to beat children. Ella corrects her son's misunderstanding about the man and the boy, but she refuses to discuss the matter further, leaving Richard puzzled about white people and wondering why they beat a black person. Richard begins the first grade, but he is so terrified on the first day of school that he cannot speak. At recess, a group of older boys teaches him the meanings of all the curse words he had been paid to repeat in the saloon. Eager to display this new knowledge, Richard races home after school and uses soap to write the curse words on every available window in the neighborhood. Ella, horrified, forces him to wash all the windows while the neighbors look on with pity and amusement. Ella invites the preacher from the local black church over for a dinner of fried chicken. Richard is very excited about the relatively fancy meal, but Ella will not let Richard eat any of the chicken until he finishes his soup, which he is unable to do in his excitement for the meat. Increasingly distressed as he watches the preacher devour piece after piece of the pressed chicken, Richard eventually runs out of the room screaming that the preacher is going to eat everything. The preacher laughs, but Ella does not find Richard's dramatic actions amusing and forbids him any more dinner. Ella sues Nathan for child support, but Nathan successfully convinces the judge that he is already giving all the support he can. Excuse me. Richard notes that he does not hate his father, but merely prefers not to see him or think of him at all. For this reason, Richard refuses his mother's request that he go to his father's job and beg him for money. Poverty forces Ella to place Richard and his brother in an orphanage for a month, where they eat two miserable meals per day and tend to the lawn, pulling grass by hand. The orphanage director, Miss Simon, apparently takes a liking to Richard and asks him to help her blot envelopes in her office. Once in Miss Simon's office, however, Richard is paralyzed with an inexplicable fear and is unable to do anything she asks of him. Frustrated, Miss Simon drives Richard from her office. He decides to run away from the orphanage that night, and when he does, he gets lost. Richard encounters a white policeman, but he remembers the story of the white man beating a black boy and fears that the policeman will beat him. The policeman is friendly, however, and brings Richard back to the orphanage. Miss Simon promptly lashes Richard for running away. Ella decides that the family should go to her sister Maggie's home in Elaine, Arkansas. She takes Richard out of the orphanage so he can go to Nathan and plead for the money the family needs to make the journey. Predictably, Nathan claims that he has no money to give, and he seems amused by the idea that his children are going hungry. A slight altercation ensues, and Richard and his mother say harsh words to the irritatingly jolly Nathan and his mistress. Nathan then offers Richard a nickel, and though the boy wants to accept it, he refuses. Richard muses that this meeting is the last time he would see his father for 25 years. When he sees Nathan, the old man is nothing but more than a poor, toothless sharecropper. Richard feels nothing but pity for Nathan as an old man, reflecting that whereas Nathan failed in his attempt to find a successful life in the city, Richard has done much better and created a dramatically new life out of his humble origins. Part 1, Chapter 2, Summary. When Ella finally retrieves the children from the orphanage, Richard is so excited to leave that he only says goodbye to the other children because his mother demands it. In a brief digression from the story, Richard, as author, argues against the popular contention that black people lead particularly passionate, emotional lives. Rather, he believes that what others interpret as emotional death in black people is really just frenzy and confusion occasioned by living as outsiders in America. On the way to Elaine, Arkansas, where Ella's sister Maggie lives, Ella and her son spend some time with Granny in Jackson, Mississippi. Granny is renting a room to a young schoolteacher, also named Ella. One day, Richard discovers the schoolteacher reading a book and implores her to tell him what the book is about. Hesitantly, Ella begins to describe the novel, Bluebeard, and his seven wives. Richard is utterly enthralled by the fantasy world of the story, but Granny interprets the reading before Ella can finish. A strict Seventh-day Adventist, Granny equates fiction with lies and sin, so she forbids him such devil stuff in her house. When Richard protests against his mother's restrictions, she slaps him and declares that he will burn in hell. Richard, however, is so enraptured by Ella's story that he becomes determined to read as many novels as he can, risk or no risk. He secretly borrows Ella's novels from her room and tries to read them, but cannot quite make sense of them because his vocabulary is too limited. When Richard's mother falls ill, Granny assumes the task of bathing him and his brother. One particular night, while Granny is scrubbing his backside, Richard absentmindedly and uncomprehendedly tells her that when she is done, she can kiss him back there. Convinced that Richard is a mouthpiece for the devil, Granny becomes enraged and begins beating him with a wet towel. Richard flees. Upon learning of Richard's statement, his mother joins in the pursuit to punish him. Richard then crawls under a bed where not even his grandfather can reach him. The boy remains there until hunger and thirst drive him out, at which point his mother beats him with a switch. To his mother's frustration, Richard is honestly unable to tell her where he learned the phrase he said. He is not even sure what the phrase means or why it constitutes such a grave insult. Granny, convinced that Richard has learned the phrase from Ella and her books, confronts the young schoolteacher, who decides to pack her things and move out. Journeying to Aunt Maggie's in Arkansas, Richard notices separate sections on the train for white and black travelers. Out of naive curiosity, Richard wants to go look at the white